The following Forum for Healthcare Strategists podcast was produced by DrPodcasting.com.
This is a special podcast produced on-site at the 24th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit, where we talked with speakers direct from the summit floor. I'm very happy to welcome an esteemed panel here. We have Chris Holt, the Chief Experience Officer at Spark Transformation Center and Holy Redeemer Health System. We have Carol Kennecke Grant, Vice President, Strategy and Marketing at the Regional Medical Center. And we have Alpa Viaz, Vice President, Patient Experience at Stanford Healthcare. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So your session was on winning on customer experience. Chris, can you tell us about your session?
Sure. What we spoke about with the crowd that had gathered was the fact that your experience really needs to be nestled in intention. That if people are not intentionally designing their experience, basing it in their brand promise and working with people on understanding how they can fulfill that brand promise inside their own job duties, then we're probably missing the mark in healthcare experience. So our session really explored some of those topics, how to measure it, how to create a whole consortium of people who can work together on this, who owns the experience in a functional sense, but also how all of us need to own that in the organization.
Right, empathy and intention. I love that. You would think as healthcare marketers that would just come natural for us, right? But it's so important to remember that sometimes. So Alpa, let me turn to you. So customer experience is now a C-suite priority. How do you deliver valued experiences that drive brand differentiation and customer loyalty?
Absolutely. So I know most healthcare organizations think about patient experience or the customer experience as a differentiator. And one of the ways I know at Stanford Healthcare we've tried to do that is really by being explicit and defining a value equation. So value for us equals quality plus service or patient experience over cost times people. So really, how do we take that notion and amplify it by our employees and our providers? And just given that this has become such an important part of organizations' brand differentiation, and quite honestly, it's what our customers are telling us that they want. And from a leadership perspective, it really is a strategy that starts with the C-suite and the executive team and cascades all the way down to the front line. Again, some topics that we covered in our session today.
Some really good terms, the value equation. I love that. Carol, let me turn to you. So what is the marketer's role in this? And Chris, you can jump in as well.
So I think one of the challenges in the patient experience in healthcare is consideration that, first of all, your customer, as it were, isn't really excited about being where they are. People don't choose to say, I want to go to the hospital today or have a situation come up where I need some critical health care. But from a marketing perspective, Chris had mentioned it before, your brand is really your people. Your brand is the experience within and without the organization. And the brand, the experience, doesn't just happen at the bedside. It happens at a dozen different touch points throughout. So what marketing does and can support in this whole idea of the customer experience is certainly communication. I mean, that's a given. But also that marketer has to serve as kind of the bridge between that consumer and the healthcare providers. And they have to continually remind those providers that the experience is more than just healing or curing what it is that ails a specific person. I think we're guilty as healthcare providers and clinicians of thinking if we heal the person, that's a great experience, mm-hmm. And that is not the case.
Yeah, really good point. Chris, why don't you jump in and add on to that?
Well, I think Carol really provided a great summation of the marketer's role. What I could add to that, though, is that there in our organizations, different functional areas own the experience. So some organizations we encountered today had it housed in their quality apparatus. Some of them had it under organizational development or HR, or had a CXO or an experience design program that was its own. And there were several other formations that people took. But the overarching thing that we learned from the group today was that no matter where it's housed in the organization, it has to be a shared responsibility facility. And so the marketer's role is really to support that by helping people translate that to people at the tip of the spear where the service is delivered. What is the brand and how does it get delivered in a unique and differentiating way? So no matter where it's housed, the marketer has a role in supporting that.
Right, a shared responsibility. And Carol, you said the brand is your people, so it's not only happening at the bedside, so that really makes a lot of sense. So Alpo, let me turn back to you then. So speaking of the customer, so how do we then apply this in creating a unique customer experience? How do we do this?
Sure. Well, the first thing that we should start with is actually understand what our customers need and want. And part of that is gathering insights. And there's many different ways that we talked about during our session today. There are formalized mechanisms, including patient satisfaction feedback and surveys. There is the process of shadowing and observing, mystery shopping, certainly. And then as we get into it, there's even more sophisticated ways to garner insights and especially unmet needs of patients and families. We talk about the design thinking process and going back to what Chris said, really starting with empathy and really understanding and putting ourselves in the shoes of our patients and families to understand what their experience is truly all about. And not just kind of looking and observing and reading what's on the surface, but going below the surface to understand what the unmet needs are so we can then in turn take those insights and develop it into unique experiences, products, or even services that we could make available to patients and families.
Okay, so products, services, delivering that to patients and families. So I'm going to ask each of you as we wrap up here the exact same question. So I'm a healthcare marketer. I go back to my healthcare facility. What's the first thing I should do to put this into action? Where do I start? Carol, I'm going to start with you.
I think it is very evident you need to start with the patient and the family. You really need to identify what is it they need, not what we think they need or want.
Really good. Chris?
I would say start with your brand promise and really delving into what that means to your patient. So going back to what and supporting what Carol said, you know, learning what the patients want, what they expect, but going beyond that to what things are unexpected by the patient that could really make it an experience that surpasses all the things that they intended out of interacting with us for healthcare.
Right, that experience is so important. And Alpa, I'm going to ask you the same question. What's
sure.
the first thing we should do when we get back to our healthcare facility?
Well, I can't agree more with what Carol and Chris said. And I think one thing that we started out our session with was really kind of what's the broader organizational strategy and mission, and how do those things tie together? And our job as patient experience leaders and as marketers is really how do we translate that down to the core behaviors and actions that our frontline team members can enact every single day to fulfill the brand promise.
Really good point. So start with the family. What is your brand promise? And then make sure the core behaviors are shared by everyone in the facility. Wow, really good stuff. Ladies, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you were unable to attend this year's Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit, you can access the recordings from the sessions at healthcarestrategy.com/summit/playback. And please join us at next year's conference, April 5th through the 7th, 2020, at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, and access our full podcast library for other topics of interest to you. Thanks for listening.